KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's mostly cloudy and 18 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a chance of light snow or flurries here today, mainly this afternoon with a high of 31. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Topping local news, the Nishna Valley Family YMCA in Atlantic has lost nearly $50,000 in a cyber attack. Dan Haynes, executive director of the YMCA, said yesterday their computer systems were recently infected by a virus that targeted their ACH financial transactions.
So, Nishna Valley YMCA sustained losses under $50,000, and due to some banking regulations, some of those funds may be frozen right now and could eventually be returned. But some of those things happen 30 days down the road. So we're just waiting for those things to happen, we hope.
He said they found out about the questionable transactions after they were notified by their financial institution on November 23rd. Haynes went on to say that it does not appear the virus went after their members' personal financial information, but it's possible some of that information, such as checking or banking account routing numbers, may have been compromised. He said those members who make one annual payment or those who do payroll deductions have not been affected.
The authorities tell us that it's a reasonable assumption that anybody that's been with the Y for longer than 6 months, that their information is all okay. We can't guarantee any of that, obviously, because the FBI is still trying to figure out what all the damage might be.
He said their computers are still being examined by the FBI, and they won't know the full extent of the damage for at least another 2 to 3 months. Haynes said the cyber thieves are primarily targeting businesses that handle large ACH transfers, those over $100,000, for example. But anyone with concerns about their ACH transactions should take some precautions to make sure their money is safe.
They really should just contact their financial institution and get their best advice from them. We're not bankers, so we don't know that. And to monitor your accounts, like you should always be doing. But they can certainly log on and get or call the 800 number to get their free credit report. And just monitor their credit report that way.
Experts recommend you contact the three U.S. credit reporting agencies, Equifax, Experian, or TransUnion, to find out if there have been any changes to your credit report. Haynes says the YMCA does have high-quality computer security systems, but the virus is virtually undetectable by antivirus software and current firewall technology because it morphs or changes so frequently that those systems cannot keep up. He added that this is the first time they've experienced this type of security breach, and they're working with authorities to make sure it doesn't happen again. The theft means the YMCA has had to dip into its reserve funds to pay the bills for the month of December.
We were just getting ready to make the budget by the end of the year, and this thing happened. So what happens is we had to go to the reserve funds, bring those out. And what that means for future is that, you know, those reserve funds we use to do things like repaint the pool or buy new treadmills next summer that we would maybe have liked to have done, but that's 10 treadmills that we can't buy. So the board will have to make decisions on where things get done and what don't. It will not affect financial assistance, anything like that.
And if you have any questions about the ACH cyber attack on the YMCA's computers, you can call Dan Haynes at 712-243-3934. KJAN News Time is 710. Don't wait until the coldest day of the year. Now's the time to get your heating system checked. Masker Plumbing and Heating is here to help you get your heating system checked so you won't be left out in the cold. And with cold comes snow. Masker Plumbing and Heating is here to help you with your home and commercial snow removal. Call now to set up your appointment so you can get on their list or to set up your furnace inspection. Just call Maskers at 712-243-2260 or stop by at 209 Walnut Street in Atlantic. Masker Plumbing and Heating would also like to remind you to be sure and put fresh batteries in all of your carbon monoxide and smoke detectors while it's most important during this time of year. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. Authorities in Pottawatomie County are warning area residents not to give out their personal information to someone who claims to be a representative of Medicare. Sergeant Dwayne Ritchie with the Criminal Investigations Division at the Sheriff's Office says a resident called Wednesday morning to report a phone solicitor posing as a representative for Medicare called them and requested the individual confirm some personal information. The solicitor asked for confirmation of the person's address, bank account numbers, and specifically the routing numbers on the bottom of that person's checks. The caller claimed they needed that information so a new Medicare card could be issued. Sergeant Ritchie said the sheriff's office contacted Medicare and confirmed that they would not make the type of request the solicitor had made, and furthermore that the suspect caller was not a representative of Medicare. Ritchie advises residents in the area that if you receive that type of solicitation, you should not release or give personal information over the phone to the caller. The Cass County Sheriff's Office is investigating a reported shooting incident which occurred Tuesday evening in rural Griswold. According to officials, at around 7:15 p.m., deputies responded to a woman's report of a shot fired in her direction at her farm. The Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Iowa State Patrol, Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, and Atlantic Police Department in searching the area, but were unable to locate a suspect. The incident remains under investigation. Anyone with information about that incident should contact the Sheriff's Department at 712-243-2206. The Atlantic Police Department reported a local woman was arrested Tuesday on a warrant for possession of drug paraphernalia. 40-year-old Samantha Susan Lawton of Atlantic was brought to the Cass County Jail, where she was held and pending a court appearance. And authorities in Adams County are asking for your help in solving an incident of theft. Early Wednesday morning, the Southwest Iowa Rural Iowa REC's warehouse on the north edge of Corning was broken into. The sheriff's office said after further investigation, they believe a person or persons parked about 1/2 mile away on a gravel road and walked to the warehouse where they pried open a back door. Once inside, the thieves took 2 rolls of solid number 6 wire, 2 rolls of number 6 stranded wire, and 2 rolls of number 4 stranded wire. They also took a white 2010 Dodge Ram 2500 pickup truck. The suspects threw the REC employees' work bags on the floor and loaded up the wire. They then drove the truck down the road and parked on the side of the road where they unloaded the wire. The vehicle, which was left at the scene, did not sustain any damage. An inventory was being conducted at the warehouse to determine if any additional materials were missing. If you have any information with regard to that crime, you could contact the Adams County Sheriff's Department at 641-322-4444. News time is 7:14. Don't wait until the coldest day of the year. Now's the time to get your heating system checked. Masker Plumbing and Heating is here to help you get your heating system checked so you won't be left out in the cold. And with cold comes snow. Masker Plumbing and Heating is here to help you with your home and commercial snow removal. Call now to set up your appointment so you can get on their list or to set up your furnace inspection. Just call Maskers at 712-243-2260 or stop by at 209 Walnut Street in Atlantic. Masker Plumbing and Heating would also like to remind you to be sure and put fresh batteries in all of your carbon monoxide and smoke detectors while it's most important during this time of year. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. And in our funeral announcements this morning, Robert S. Croman, age 92, of Elkhorn, died Saturday in Harlan. Memorial services for Robert Croman will be today at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Rodney Carlson, age 55, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Rodney Carlson will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. John Joseph Finken, age 85, of Defiance, died Monday at his home. A massive Christian burial service for John Finken will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling, with the Pauli Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. Milton K. Larimer, age 80, of Stewart, died Monday at the Cavanaugh House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Milton Larimer will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. And 93-year-old Robert Paulson of Eldridge and formerly of Avoca died Wednesday at the Grand Haven Assisted Living Facility in Eldridge. Funeral services for Robert Paulson are pending at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Our news was brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.
Christmas in Atlantic is snuggling under a blanket for carriage rides. That exciting moment when you spot Santa coming up the walk to his cabin and then watching your children light up as they hear his jolly greeting meant just for them. Christmas in Atlantic is the hustle and bustle of finding the perfect gift for everyone on your list and waiting for that breathtaking moment when the Christmas lights bring to life the night sky. Christmas in Atlantic is a warm cup of hot cocoa, a magical holiday concert, and a parade with so many lights that you'll leave with a twinkle in your eye. Christmas in Atlantic is meant just for you and yours. Visit ChristmasInAtlantic.com for details.
Santa is arriving in Griswold on December 10th for Griswold's Super Saturday. Soup and sandwiches will be served at the community building from 11 to 1, and Santa will be arriving on a fire truck at noon. Kids can have their picture taken with Santa from Cheryl Layton Photography, and there will be gifts for the kids. For the adults, there are door prizes, raffles for turkeys, hams, and chamber bucks, and the junior class will be selling cookies for their post-prom. From 2 to 6 p.m. is Dickens Christmas at the Cass County Museum on Main Street. Please come and join in all the fun Saturday, December 10th for Griswold's Super Saturday.